the dance. We don't have that. We don't have this music, you know, the Zorba the Greek, but it's one of the music, you know, they use the sellers every port they go in to, well, some of them, they want to have a nice company. So every port they want on the world, they have the people, they play the music and they start dancing on the taverns and the clubs and whatever they found it. So one of them is the cellar dancer.
La, 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 la,
Bravo. Have another dance, the Kalamatiano, and everybody can get up to dance with you, and you can teach them. Come on. Okay, find the music, you know, fix the music. Come on, please. Let's go. Few minutes break, because as you know, those customs is very heavy. And Florida, it's very, very hot. So... All right, I tell you what, folks. It's another group is coming for another performance, so they don't give us a time. So if you like it, to see the Greek few steps, you know, we can teach you, you can come to the shuttle number 2. You see the Greek and American big flags outside. So you can come over there, we can try to teach you something. Okay? Thank you. All right away. This is Sophia Vidalis, Sophia Matsangos, which is my daughter. Tony is a new boy on the group. And Joseph Vidalis. Yosif. Another girl. Thank you very much for your time. Thank you.
Yes, we do want to thank you all very much. And one of the problems with the Folk Festival is that there's so many wonderful and rich cultures to experience that about the time you're really starting to get in one, it's time for another one. So now we're going to transport you from Greece way over to the other side of the world, to Japan. And you're going to see some of the traditional Japanese dance that will be performed today. It's called Japanese Narrative Dance, and I have someone here who is much more knowledgeable about it than I am, and I'm going to ask her to do the introduction.
Thank you, Walter. My name is Deanna Godwin. I'm a friend and neighbor of Kazuka Law, the 1996 Folklife Heritage Award winner, and she's a teacher of these ladies. The group is named Wako Kai. How many of y'all have seen them perform so far? No one? Okay, you have. Okay, we've got a repeat performance here. There's several different types of Japanese dance. There's classical, semi-classical, and folk. The first number that we'll be seeing here today is a semi-classical number, and it's called Heisei Iwai. And it's a dance that is a tribute to the new emperor of Japan. They have a new emperor who ascended to the throne only 7 years ago. And this dance wishes peace and happiness for Japan. Of course, the emperor is a symbol of Japan. And so now we will see Wako Kai and Heisei Iwai. Oh,
medet, kamedet, sasalin tome.
An emperor would marry someone from the ruling class, from the nobility of Japan. Now, the emperor that is on the throne now married a commoner, and just recently his son also married a commoner. Not only did he marry a commoner, he married a career businesswoman who had a very high-powered career. I believe it was in the area of finance in Japan. So it'll be real interesting to see the effect that this has on the traditional role of women in Japan. Our next piece is Okesa Wakari Bushi, and this dance is a farewell melody, and it's a very, very sad story behind this dance. This form of dance is narrative, and in this case, the story is about a very young island girl who is in love with a young man from outside, and she is torn in her heart between her obligation to her parents. The highest duty in Japanese society is to take care of your parents and to have this filial duty to them, and her love for this young man, and of course she must make only one choice, and that is to take care of her parents. This is a semi-classical dance, Okesa Wakari Bushi.
Don't knock it all more.
Thank you, ladies. That was beautiful. Now, I was telling you about the emperor and the importance of the emperor in Japan and his empress. And the emperor is considered to be descended from two of the early gods of Japan in the Shinto belief. And so the emperor is not just a head of government. He's also a spiritual figure in Japan. This is very important in part of the folklore and the reverences paid to the emperor. Now, after World War II, when MacArthur came into Japan, one of the things that MacArthur and the United States government had them do was to demote the emperor from being a god to being just a head of a figurehead of state, I guess you could say. But, of course, people still feel the way that they've always felt over thousands of years, and they still feel the same way about the emperor. The reason I'm telling you this is because this song that we're going to hear next, Heisei Roman, also has to do with the role of the emperor, and in particular, in this case, his son, the Prince of Japan, who recently was married only 3 years ago. This is the one I was telling you married a career businessman. This dance, which is a folk dance, more informal in the steps, is dedicated to the happiness of Japan and the happiness of the royal prince and his bride. Heisei Roman.
Enishimutsunde, dokomademo,
tore, 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 tore.
じゃないか。愛の角でよ、愛の角でお喜びを。これこれこれ、これそれそれ喜びを。
Thank you. That was Waka Kai. And we have another presentation for you. Our last, we may do one more, depends on how our time goes here, but I have a very interesting dance that you'll be able to see. This story is called, in English, Moonlight at the Ruined Castle, Koto no Suki. This is a classical dance, and it will be performed by Kazuko Law, the Florida Folklife Heritage Award winner. She has been dancing since she was a child and has practiced and learned dance from the masters of dance in Japan. And she is the lady who's responsible for teaching these other ladies everything they know. And this is a very sad story. It's really based on a concept that comes from the samurai way of Bushido, in which the idea is that life is but a dream. It passes quickly. It's not good to cling to it too strongly. But there's always a sense of regret at the things that we have lost. The samurai clans had very vast estates at one time, and they had huge palaces made of wood with wooden walkways, screens, and closeted pavilions within them, very elegant. During the Warring States period, many of the samurai clans fell into complete disarray. Some of the samurai clans were completely annihilated. In other words, every last member of the family died. And in a case like this, the old palace would fall into ruin, and they're a very romantic sight. This song is about that, and this dance is about that, because it tells of the place that was once full of laughter and happiness, and now only moonlight shines over the ruins, and how transient happiness is. Watch how Kazuko uses a fan, because the fan is the moon in this song. This is Kojo no Suki, a classical dance with Kazuko Law.
Thank you.
Now, I talked her into that dance. She's a very humble lady, and she will never, you know, try to take applause away from anyone, but she's been a very good friend of me, and I really appreciate it. She's my neighbor also, and so I volunteered to come and help them out a little bit here. We have a nice surprise for you. I know some of y'all have seen us do this before, but this is Kawachi Otoko Bushi, and I have to tell you the story of this dance. This is a little bit different. That last dance was a classical dance, and you'll notice that all the steps are very precise. Every step, every movement has a meaning, and it's part of a long tradition. Now, this is a folk dance, so it's a lot freer, and it's a very, very funny dance. It's a festive dance that imitates the life of a very flamboyant, crazy guy who likes to drink and gamble and fight. And so they're actually going to be portraying a man's role in this. And after they do one round of the dance, we would like to get some volunteers from the audience. And you really ought to try it. I do it. I make a complete fool out of myself, so I expect others to do the same. At any rate, we might come and grab a few of you for this, and we'll go ahead and start with this folk dance and watch all the steps. It's Kawachi Otoko Bushi.
Here's them. Okay, we've got some veterans here.